You know what that music means? It's everything under the sun here on Katie and Kay. And a big cheers to Hit It Honey, playing at Steve's Guitars tonight. They sounded fantastic. On today's show, our Sopra Sun Weekly newspaper on the radio is interviewing Wes Boyd, no stranger to Katie and Kay. Wes Boyd is the executive director of Colorado Animal Rescue, better known as CARE, here in the Valley. So Wes, thank you for coming in, and we look forward to talking about what CARE's been up to and also a fun fundraiser this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be in the studio, and always look forward to a chance to talk about the shelter.
And you were just telling me that you've been with CARE for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, it has flown by, but yeah, I moved to the Valley 9 years ago to take this role as executive director at CARE.
Okay, wow, great. And so had you previously worked for an animal shelter?
I served as a volunteer on a board of directors up in Steamboat Springs. Okay. And helped the Rout County Humane Society for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I found that that was more fulfilling than my full-time job, so was fortunate enough to work my way into a paid animal welfare role, mm-hmm. And it's been a perfect fit.
Has that been something throughout your life that you've always wanted to help animals?
It took me a long time to realize that I could have a job doing something that I love. Mm-hmm. I have always had pets, and we've always had rescue pets in my family, but didn't realize I could do this for a living until I found this spot. So mm-hmm. It's been a good combo.
I'm just curious, what was your work previously?
I used to work in hospitality. I ran restaurants for years,
okay.
In particular chain Mexican restaurants.
Okay.
So in some ways this is similar work, but my overserved guests are now dogs and cats, and my clients are adopters in the community.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen a lot of changes or transformation over those 10 years? I mean, obviously COVID happened, and I remember interviewing you once before about like a surge in animals being put back up for adoption following COVID, maybe like once the stay-at-home orders were ending and people were getting back out and realizing they had less time than they thought they did.
Yeah, the last 10 years have been a roller coaster for animal welfare, and mm-hmm. The COVID pandemic really did have an impact on shelters around the country and around the world, I'm sure. We did see a big change in the way animals were coming into the shelter during that time, mm-hmm. And a lot continue to come into the shelter from our local community and people that are surrendering pets that they're not able to care for. Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw towards the end of the pandemic as people started going back to work and lives came back to normal, that perhaps the pets they had adopted during COVID or had maintained ownership of, they were no longer able to maintain. So we did see that shift, and it's unfortunately kind of stuck around. Mm-hmm. So this year at the shelter, we have taken in 60% more owner surrendered pets than we did last year.
Oh, wow.
So this year we've taken in 150 pets from community members who either can't find a place to live with their pets or can't afford the cost of care, a number of different reasons. Sometimes those are behavioral problems with the animal. But either way, it is a big change and something that remains something we're focused on addressing and finding solutions for here in the Valley.
And what's the capacity at CARE for?
We could house up to about 100 animals, but
wow.
that would be a very full house. We typically operate between 30 and 50 animals in the shelter on a given day.
Mm-hmm.
50 is on the busy side, mm-hmm. So. Today, we probably have 15 dogs in our care, 8 of which are up for adoption. And then we happen to have a house full of cats and kittens right now.
Okay.
You wouldn't know by our website, but we have had a lot of intakes this week that'll be posted for adoption next week. So
okay.
Everybody in the market for a cat or kitten should keep an eye on our website and be ready.
Okay. Yeah. How fascinating. And do you work with other shelters like the rifle one in situations where it makes sense to spread out the animals?
We do, yeah. Colorado has a great network of shelters working together to move animals around when needed. Mm-hmm. Journey Home and Rifle is one of our partners for that. We also work with shelters on the Front Range and on the Western Slope, particularly in Mesa County, to bring animals into our shelter that we think would be great adoption candidates here in the Roaring Fork Valley. So we oftentimes are fortunate to have the ability to bring in animals that might be harder to place at other shelters, might not get the medical attention they need at another place. So, yeah, we have a great network of partners, and it makes the job pretty collaborative.
Well, I read in a great article by James Steinler in this week's Sopra Sun about the upcoming fundraiser, Dress to the Canines. And so I'd love to talk more about that and your fundraising goal. And then also, since you mentioned it, Thumper and how you help animals that have maybe big medical costs through a special fund.
Yeah, Dress to the Canines is this weekend, Saturday the 7th at Takaha. We still have some tickets available if anybody's interested. It's a fun fundraising event all about the animals and celebrating the success of our shelter. And one of the privileges of our shelter is the Thumper Fund. Our community has been giving to this fund for a decade, and it ensures that we can provide for all veterinary care for all shelter pets that come into Colorado Animal Rescue. So be it a dental procedure, a major surgery, or perhaps just ongoing treatment for a long-time illness, we're able to help. So the fun thing about seeing that take shape at the shelter is we can take in animals who aren't feeling well, and they find a home back on their feet and have the rest of their life to live.
Earlier, you mentioned having a certain number of dogs that aren't up for adoption. Is that because they've already been adopted or because of something like a medical condition where they're just not ready to be adopted yet?
There's usually a few different things going on. Some of the dogs that are in our care may be stray animals that are hoping their owner shows up to pick them up from the shelter. Others are waiting on their full behavioral or medical evaluation before they're posted for adoption. Okay. So we usually have about a 5-day process of bringing animals into our care, and then making sure we know everything about them and that their health is great before we post them for adoption to the public.
Okay. Well, and to get back to Dress to the Canines, this is a animal-themed fashion show, and it's been happening since 2000 under different names. It's a pretty amazing idea. Could you tell us about when you first came to work for CARE and taking on a fundraiser like this and the impressions you got?
Yes, I remember very clearly my first Dress to the Canines event. I was very fortunate to have the guidance of my mentor at the time, and we all know Jim Calloway had a big influence on these fundraising events. So it has always been a fun time. It has changed in shape over the years, but it remains very focused on the animals, very focused on the work we do, and acknowledging the contributions of our donors and supporters who will be there at the event. So I will emphasize that when we say fashion show, we mean people wearing clothes but walking dogs, and the dogs are the most important part of the fashion show. So we're definitely not at the Carbondale Arts level, and this is definitely not Green is the New Black. But the real highlight is the animals that get to come on stage.
And what kind of outfits have you seen these animals wearing?
Oh, everything from a feather boa to a tutu. We don a lot of bandanas and bow ties. We don't want the dogs to feel like they're wearing a costume. We'd hate to embarrass
them.
Yeah, they usually look sophisticated.
Very cool. And it's this Saturday at Takaha at 5:30. Where can people get tickets for that event?
the best place to go is just directly to our website, coloradoanimalrescue.org. You can navigate to the events tab, and you'll see a big heading for Dress to the Canines.
Mm-hmm. And what else is happening during that event?
We're really excited to announce a special appearance this year. The youth DJs from Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program will be helping MC our event. Mm-hmm. And this celebrates a partnership that we've shared with ASYUP for the past few years. For those of you that listen to Katie and Kay on a regular basis, you know that we read our Pet of the Week announcements from the ASYUP youth DJs on every show. And so they will be, there's a group of, I think, six DJs joining us. They'll be on stage at Taka, and they'll be reading live Pet of the Week announcements to help us get through the fundraising evening.
And will there be pets that are up for adoption at the event as well?
There will be a few. We have some special appearances at the beginning of the evening, and then a couple of the dogs in the fashion show might be up for adoption as well.
Okay, cool. So if people fall in love, they could maybe take home a model.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. And so I also read in the article that you got two of your cats from CARE.
I have one cat and one puppy, both from CARE.
Okay.
Yeah. And both with a similar story. I guess I'm a sucker for the young animals that come in by themselves without their sibling or parent. Mm-hmm. And I adopted my kitten as a solo female orange kitten, hanging out by herself, and I couldn't leave her there overnight. So she's been at home with me ever since. Same with my puppy. Zia is 20 months now. She arrived at the shelter as a stray, and on that first day I just couldn't let her spend the night in the kennel by herself. So she's lived with us since about 11 weeks old.
Okay. It must be hard to not want to take so many of these animals home.
It is a struggle, but I will tell you that the animals at CARE seem to know that they're in a good place. They feel really comfortable. I'm usually the last one to leave the building on the days that I work, and I can tell you that everyone's quiet, resting, taking a nap, and feeling at home. So the pressure to provide an immediate solution is alleviated by the fact that they seem to be happy and seem to know that something good's coming their way.
Well, for people just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun, and our guest today is Wes Boyd, who is director of the Colorado Animal Rescue CARE. So what are CARE's big needs kind of at the moment, looking toward the future? What would really help the shelter?
Well, as Dress to the Canines reminds everyone, we do rely on cash donations for a majority of our budget. So 80% of our operating budget comes from individual supporters and family foundations. So really ongoing support, realization that there's a huge need for this work, and that pet ownership really contributes to community health. And it's important that our local shelters remain really strong and vibrant to provide that. Outside of that, we love volunteer help. We have a great crew of volunteers who come into the shelter to do everything from cleaning the kennels, helping with dishes, walking dogs, or just visiting with cats. Cat TLC is a favorite shift. So I encourage everybody who's interested in volunteering to apply on our website. And outside of that, we are also planning to expand our foster network a little bit within town. And up and down the valley. So anybody interested in fostering a pet or perhaps a litter of kittens or puppies for a short term, we'd be interested in talking to you. So,
and that website's coloradoanimalrescue.org?
Correct.
So when you go to get your ticket for the Taka event, there's also an opportunity there to sign up for some volunteer shifts.
Absolutely.
And we still have quite a bit of time. So do you want to tell me more about some of the pets that are currently up for adoption? A few highlights, pet of the week, but pet of the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a great interaction yesterday with the cutest little chihuahua named Taji, or TJ for short. He is in the shelter for, I think, his third visit. So he's really looking to find the spot that's going to stick. But he is the sweetest little guy. His tongue hangs out the side of his mouth. He greets you with wiggles and tail wags and licks. He's adorable. So I would encourage anybody who's looking for a smaller dog, not going to take up a lot of space, probably settle real nicely into your house, to take a look at TJ.
TJ, nice. And you said he's in his third time. So did he get adopted and returned?
Yeah, to no fault of his own, he has been adopted a couple of times and returned to the shelter. So he's just a dog that's waiting for the right fit.
Yeah. Any others you want to shout out?
Yeah, our longtime stay, a dog named Trix, has been with us for almost a year, and she's another really special dog that maybe sounds like a lot if we describe some of her behavioral needs, but when you meet her, she's a really lovely dog to spend time with, and someone with the right environment that is just surrounded with people who can take it a little slow when they first meet her, get to know her before they go in for a pet. And she'll be just fine. She loves to play ball. She loves to play in the water. She'd be a great hiking companion. Really surprised that she's been with us for about 300 days at the shelter.
Okay. What's the longest you've seen a pet stay at the shelter?
I think our record while I've been there was over 2 years. A dog a couple years ago who stayed with us for a long time.
But eventually got adopted.
Yeah, did. One that was with us for a long time was Theo. He's a little black dog, a cattle dog breed of some sort, really high energy. And he was what we would call a pandemic puppy. He went into a home at the beginning of the pandemic and didn't receive any socialization. So as an adult, he really struggled with meeting other dogs, with meeting people. Was pretty reactive, but he's been in a home for a couple of years now, and that's been a huge success.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I had a question, but it flew away.
I should talk about some cats too.
Yeah.
We have a bonded pair of siblings. They are tuxedo cats, Angel and Chaps. They're posted on the website separately, but they'd love to go home together. They are part of our cat behavior and enrichment program that helps cats just become more social and interact with people more easily. So they've both been learning to high five, stand on their hind legs for their treats, sit pretty. So they're really adorable and a cute pair too.
I remembered my question. So what is it like, the process, the cost for people to get a pet who have never been to the shelter?
Our adoption fees are really reasonable. Our full-priced adoption dog fees are $160. Cats go home for $100. This includes puppies and kittens. We often run adoption specials and have been extremely fortunate this past year to have the support of a lot of local businesses. So you'll often see that our adoptions are reduced to $25 or even less. We like to make it very obtainable for someone to take a pet home when they're ready. We don't want any financial barriers to jump out right from the start. We'd love to have you spend that money on food and veterinary costs. It's a quick process. We have a survey posted on our website. If you're interested in a dog, you would follow that survey to say, this is how a dog would fit into my house, and these are some of the things I'm looking for in a pet. And it's really about making a match. It's definitely not an interview or an application. It's getting to know you, what would work well for your home, and what would be ideal when you find a pet to go with you.
Do you ever have a scenario where it doesn't feel comfortable to send the pet? Like if somebody filled that out and it was just clear that maybe they weren't, and like if they said my home is my car and I don't know.
Yeah, we occasionally come across those conversations. It doesn't happen very often. We can almost always come to a solution and feel great about the situation after talking through it. So oftentimes someone might present as owning a pet in a way that we might not think is ideal. But after talking with them, we'll learn more and understand what the right fit is. We currently try to send every pet into a housed situation. So if someone did say they were living in their car, mm-hmm. which we have worked with before, mm-hmm. We just like to know the plan and how that's going to work out for the pet. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, I can think of a scenario like that where we adopted a dog into a home with a person who was hitting the road to travel, and they were really looking for a companion. We happened to have a dog that could sit in the passenger seat. So they didn't have a home address, but that was okay. We were confident that this person was committed to having that dog with them for the long term.
And taking care.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was surprised when you mentioned that 80% of your budget comes from donations. It seems like such a service to the community, the county. Are there funds that do come from government as well?
Yeah, our primary source of income from the community is from Garfield County.
Okay.
They have been generous with the granting program that funds mm-hmm. both our shelter and Journey Home and Rifle. So they are generous in that capacity, but like all nonprofits, our budget has really grown. Mm-hmm. So their contribution used to make up about 40% of our budget and is now down to about 20% just based on growing need and increased mm-hmm. expenses overall.
Okay. Hmm. And how big is the team at CARE?
We have 15 full-time employees.
Wow.
A couple of part-time students from CMC that come over to help as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are fully staffed this year, which is fun, as other executive directors can lament. It's a rare moment when you can say you have the perfect team. Mm-hmm. And so CARE is looking at the future right now. We're trying to find ways to really care for the community and community pets and what that will look like. It continues to change. Every year is different, but we do want to address the things that are really causing animals to come to the shelter in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, and I do want to just do my own personal encouragement for people to consider going up and walking the dogs or hanging out in the cat room. It's something I've done before. It's a lot of fun and really rewarding just to, yeah, bond with an animal that is looking to go home with somebody. We have about 5 minutes left. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
I just came back from an awesome conference in Denver. The Animal Welfare Association of Colorado hosts an annual conference, and we had a great gathering in Westminster. And I felt so fortunate to be able to talk about the things that our shelter does, even though we are relatively small compared to some of the big organizations around the state. Mm-hmm. It's great to be a part of the conversation and know that our little community is supporting really outstanding animal shelter services. And that really comes from the support of our donors and just the constant collaboration that occurs here in the Valley. So really proud of that moment. And then learned about big challenges that are happening, not just around the state, but around the country. Mm-hmm. One of those is access to veterinary care. Most pet owners here can relate to those costs really rising. So, it's a big topic. There's not a perfect answer, but it is something that our organization hopes to address and somehow assist with, making sure that anybody who wants a loving pet in their home, wants that companionship, wants that level of involvement for their family, we want them to be able to keep their pets, and we want to help them through either low-cost or assistance programs that can meet those needs.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that's a common reason why people might have to give up a pet. It's just not being able to afford the care that they need.
Yeah, and I think we can all really relate to the sticker shock of a veterinary visit if mm-hmm. you've been recently. And that really is a roadblock for a lot of families.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, once again, Dressed to the Canines this Saturday at Takah, 5:30 p.m. You can get tickets at coloradoanimalrescue.org. And all of those proceeds are going to benefit the Thumper Fund, which is directly related to that, helping these animals who need care receive it, if it's veterinarian care, and it might be, expensive, but making sure that they receive the support they need. Anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, it's been a pleasure to be here. Reminder for everyone to visit our website, keep tabs on our social media, and to visit the shelter as often as you can.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What's the location for people who have never been there and are unaware?
Yeah, we're a little hidden. We're between Carbondale and Glenwood. We're up at the Spring Valley CMC campus. So up the road about 3 miles and opposite the campus on the left, you'll find CARE near the Veterinary Teaching School.
And it's a beautiful place to go walk a dog.
Yeah, it really is. Come have lunch.
Thanks so much, Wes, and have an amazing weekend at the fashion show.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.